Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 5, Episode 106 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we begin our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials. Study in the week of May the 15th to May the 21st in Matthew 21, 23, Mark 11, Luke 19 to 20 and John 12. Apologies for the last few days or the last, you know, half a week really of study. We kind of didn't get any from Friday onwards from last week. And that's because for a number of reasons, a few issues on the Friday that had to be worked with family. And then we had state conference weekend as well, which for me in kind of the responsibilities I have is a very, very busy weekend, probably like some of the most busy weekends of the year. So, yeah, it just wasn't able to happen. Lots of study and lots of things learned and lots of, wonderful experiences, but not any study to share in regards to Come Follow Me or, well, actually, no, I did do Come Follow Me study, but just not any time to verbally record it, which sounds odd, but you know, it just didn't happen. But we're going to start again this week, start at the beginning. I've got lots to get through, as always. Let's get started. First, we're going to have a look at Luke 19, 1-10, in the example or the experience of Zacchaeus. So Jesus enters into Jericho, and in verse 2 it says, "And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran there before, and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way." Now, at that point, we should, as readers, kind of take note of this and consider what kind of a character Zacchaeus is. He desperately wanted to see the Saviour. He desperately wanted to be able to see him, for he had heard who he was, and he was desperate to kind of see him. Now, this should tell us about the kind of person Zacchaeus was, someone who was willing to do anything to have an experience with the Saviour, perhaps. And in verse 5 it says, "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." Now, we see here that the Saviour knew Zacchaeus before he kind of met with him, which again indicates to us just how the Lord and knows us individually. And in verse 6, it says, "And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully." So all of the things here that take place, the fact that he tries to find a place so that he could actually see the Saviour, so he puts the work in to climb the tree, or, you know, he does something so that he can receive some sort of experience with the Saviour, even if that is just seeing him from afar, from the top of a tree. And then when the Saviour speaks to him and invites him to come down and interact with him personally, the way in which he responds joyfully and instantly, he made haste, it says. This tells us about Zacchaeus' character. But in verse 7 it says, "And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner." So there is clearly a view, and that is because Zacchaeus is not only a publican, who we know is not a fan of the, who the Jews are not a fan of, because they, in a sense, work for the governments, they work for Rome, they take the taxes, their job is to receive the taxes from all people. But not only is Zacchaeus a publican, he is chief among the publicans. So this is quite a significant figure in that society, but probably not for a positive reason amongst the Jewish people anyway. Then they say that he's a sinner. In verse 8 it says, "And Zacchaeus stood and said unto..." In fact, before I carry on, I'm going to share this quote by President Alvin H. Oakes. It says, quote, "Here the gospel records that Jesus' followers murmured because he was going to the house of a sinner. But that did not matter to Jesus. His gospel is for all who will forsake their old ways and make the changes they need to be saved in the kingdom of God." Close quote. Notice here that, President Alan H. Oakes talks about the murmuring and how house of a sinner statement isn't wrong. You know, perhaps Zacchaeus was a sinner, The reality is, though, is that we are all sinners. And the difference with Zacchaeus is that he was eager to meet with the Saviour, and he was eager to listen to him and to change his ways after listening to the Saviour. In verse 8, it says, Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. So this is a character, this is a man who is so compassionate, so aware of the need to support and look after his fellow men. He is someone who on the heart and in his actions, and perhaps, you know, these actions that he was doing or he wanted to do in terms of giving half his goods to the poor and restoring to people who he wrongs, perhaps they're things that the people generally did not see. They just saw him as the chief of the publicans. And so they looked on the outward appearance, whereas the Lord was looking on the heart and his potential. President Henry B. Eyring said this, quote, Walking with the Saviour in priesthood service will change the way you look at others. He will teach you to see them through his eyes, which means seeing past the outward appearance and into the heart. This is how he was able to see Zacchaeus, not as the corrupt tax collector others saw, but as an honest, upright son of Abraham. If you walk with the Saviour long enough, you'll learn to see everyone as a child of God with limitless potential, regardless of what his or her past may have been. And if you continue walking with the Saviour, you will develop another gift he has, the ability to help people see that potential in themselves and so repent. Close quote. This is, you know, a significant lesson from this story. And it's a story we don't talk about very often, but just how the people's views of Zacchaeus, because of his job, basically, because of not only his job, but also the wealth that his job brought to him, you know, they just believed he was a sinner because of this fact. But Zacchaeus, in these 10 verses, showed a number of, or did a number of things that showed his desires. The fact he went straight away to where the Saviour was to find him, where the fact that he climbed the tree, the fact that he was joyful when the Saviour invited him to have him guest at his house, and of course the fact that he points out or states what he does for the poor and for those that he has wronged. For us, what are we doing as Zacchaeus to, like Zacchaeus, to invite the Saviour, to interact with the Saviour, to engage with the Saviour in our lives? And what are we doing as individuals, like the general population? Are we looking at others and looking at their life status, and are we judging them without a full picture of their life? I think sometimes we may do that without really meaning to. And so it's important for us to kind of check ourselves and to reflect on how we see others and the way in which we interact with others as well, so that we can then learn to see them as children of God with that limitless potential, as President Henry B. Eyring said as well. Thank you so much for studying with us today. Please join us tomorrow as we continue with this section, and until we meet again.